Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Hi, how are you? I'm your host, Lalisa J. Williams. Well, we have an exciting show for you tonight. You probably saw in the headline there, Got Power Living. And I want to know, do you have power living? I want to ask you these questions, and I want you to just, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you just 30 seconds to get a pen and some paper because we're going to do some writing tonight. This is the Coach Lalisa Show. I am, for the next 30 minutes, your personal coach. How awesome is that? For the next 30 minutes. Well, I want to tell you about some fabulous things that you will be able to do on this show and some things you're going to do on this show tonight. So go get that pen, go get that piece of paper. I'm going to have an opportunity for you to call in and ask any questions that you might have. So I'm going to go on and give you the phone number right now. Phone number is 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. Well, again, I want to welcome each and every person to the show tonight. I'm excited about being here. I'm excited about this show tonight, God Power Living. You know, I experienced a situation where I just had no power. And this was some time ago now. I'm going back, you know, maybe 20 years ago. And I was just really, really living a very, very powerless life. It seemed like I was afraid of my own shadow. I would give my power away to people. And I had been in a couple of abusive relationships, actually several abusive relationships. I've been doing coaching now for about 10 years. I've been coaching people and encouraging people and helping to direct people to actually be true, true overcomers. So I decided to do this show tonight, just kind of dedicate this show topic to people who are looking to really live a life of power, that you want to take back your power as it relates to your health, as it relates to family, relationships, as it relates to how you take care of yourself. You know, that self-nurture, that self-nurturing. Do you love yourself? You know, we talk about loving other people. And the truth of the matter is, you know, love comes from within, not from without. And sometimes it's the hardest concept for people to understand. But before we can love anyone else, we must love ourselves. So when we talk about, even when I've heard people talk about this whole law of attraction, but the thing is, I'm going to attract to me people that don't love themselves if I don't love myself. And it took me many, many years to realize that some of the men that I had been involved with who were abusers, these were men, they were abusers because they didn't love themselves. But I had attracted these people to me because I didn't love me. So I was very powerless. Now, years have gone by, and I've worked on myself. I've done some massive, massive self-improvement actions and tactics and seminars and workshops. Books that I've read, time that I've spent just meditating, you know, in the presence of God, Almighty God, and it has really helped me to the point where I am today. But I want to ask you the question, do you have power living? Well, if you don't, I'm glad you tuned in to the show today because I want to help you get there. That's right. I want to help you understand some keys that will help you have a truly, truly, truly experience with power living. And I'm going to be taking these keys straight out of my book, Release Your Power. Release Your Power is absolutely my best-selling book, and I would, you know, definitely recommend that you get a copy of this book. The book is really good, and I'm not just saying that because I wrote the book, because actually I did not write the book by myself. I actually had the power of God working on me as I was writing this book. but I'm going to be sharing some keys from this book that will absolutely muster you. That's a term, that's a military term, going back to when I was in the military. Muster means that you got to show up. If they say muster, that means get into a particular location and almost like stand attention, take attendance rather, stand in attendance. And so I want you to be in attendance here tonight. So I want you to kind of put all of your struggles and your problems and your situations aside for a moment, and let's just muster. Let's just be here in attendance. And then I want to also motivate you. And what that means is I just want to energize you. I want to infuse you with some power. And I do this through conversation. I do this through suggestions, but mostly through actual speaking. So through speaking, I'm going to be speaking words of empowerment and words of encouragement so that I can motivate you. And then I want to move you. In the end, I want to leave you with movement. I don't want you stuck. I want you to have, you know, yeah, you mustered here and you came here and you're in attendance. And then you're going to get motivated. I mean, I want you energized and excited about your life. That's what motivation is about. What motivates you? In other words, when a person says, what motivates you? They're just basically saying, what excites you? What turns you on? What stirs you up? What gets you going? And then I want to move you. I want you to move outside of, in spite of, regardless of your fears, your hindrances, your setbacks, your hang-ups, and I really want you to get a breakthrough tonight and move into action. So I want you to think about these questions and be able to answer them. Okay, number one, and I want you to write some of these down, and then you can write some of these down, and then you can later go and fully answer them. You can certainly call into the show, and, you know, you can ask me or give me some examples of what you were thinking. But first of all, are you living in your true explosive power? And I'm talking about, when I say your true explosive power, I mean, what's true for you? Are you living what's true for you? Not what's true for your mother, you know, not what's true for grandma, not what's true for, you know, Aunt Millie, you know, and Uncle James and, you know, Cousin Butch. You know, what's true for you? Not what's true for my husband, for my wife, for my daughter, for my son, my niece, my nephew, my grandchildren, my boss, my colleague, the people who work under me, you know, your staff members. But what's true for you? Are you living in your true explosive power? And then I want you to answer this question. Are you excited about what each day holds? Do you wake up expecting great and wonderful things? Or do you wake up dreading to get out of bed? You know, don't even want to open your eyes. You know, you just wish that you could just turn back 3 or 4 more hours on the alarm clock because you don't want to get out of bed. You don't have the energy. You know, your body doesn't feel up to it. You don't want to go and face what is waiting for you just on the other side of that awesome mattress, right? And then I want you to think about this question. Do you expect to have success in the projects you are working on? In other words, do you work on your projects, whatever they might be, with such a level of enthusiasm that you can really give your all to that project? Because you know how it is. When our heart isn't in it, come on, let's face it. You're not going to put your all into it. How can you? Your whole heart isn't there. And then you end up doing things half-hearted. And we know what happens when we do something half-hearted, you know, kind of lack that luster. Well, we're going to get back a half-hearted response. We're going to get back a mediocre result. The outcome is not going to be explosive. It's not going to be great. It's not going to be its best. Now, I myself have been in that place where I was not living my true explosive power. I was not excited about what each day holds. Believe me, you, I dreaded the next day. I didn't even want to wake up the next day. And as a matter of fact, what happened many times was I would stay up so late at night because I didn't want to go to bed because I knew going to bed meant I had to wake up to this horrible day that eventually did get started, but it didn't get started the moment I opened my eyes. But we want to move into a place where each and every day is awesome. And the only way that can happen, I believe that the only way that can happen is that you release your power. Each and every one of us, you, me, you know, Oprah, Tyra, you know, Madonna, everybody, each and every person, Michelle Obama, everyone has been given their own power to be released. And it's up to you to tap into your own power. You have to make it happen. Only you can make it happen. That's the reality. And I had to learn that. Like I said, I didn't always live in my explosive power. But the key that I found is that, and I found this key about 22 years ago, I found this key is that you need someone to help you. There are a lot of people in the world, and I kid you not, you probably know this better than I know. There are a lot of people in the world who struggle with things simply because they don't get the help from someone else. For whatever reason, I can do it all by myself. I don't need anyone. You know, I'm so great, fantastic, or whatever. Or they're just ashamed. They're shy to ask for help. Or maybe they feel guilty. You know, I shouldn't bother this person. My grandmother used to say that all the time. She would put up with a lot of things and go somewhere the hard way because she didn't want to ask anybody. Well, I don't want to bother you. I don't want to. No, you're not bothering us. You know, I live to help you. Okay? It's my life's work. It's my joy. In other words, when I was talking before about wanting to get up early, what makes me jump out of bed, what makes me excited about starting my day is knowing that I can help you. That's my joy. You know, a pilot's joy might be that they can walk around that jet or that airplane and see if every piece is there and everything is about to work right. And once they get in that cockpit and they take off and they get that thrust going and everything is happening for them, maybe that's their joy. But my joy comes from helping you. And there's a lot of us like this. Every coach, every single coach in the world has as their joy and their love helping others. You might have that joy as well. You might feel that. Well, if you do, you probably are a coach or need to be a coach. Go to school. Go to training. But when you have a burning desire to help someone, you need someone out there to help. And so if all these people out there don't want to be helped, you know, you're actually hurting us because we got to help because that's what we do. So I want you to think about that because I've been in a place where I wasn't living powerful. And you don't have to do that. So that's what I want to talk about, how you can, I want to help you move out of that. So you wrote down those questions, and I want you to answer them at some point in time. Again, are you living that true explosive power? Are you excited about what each day holds? You owe that to yourself. You deserve to be happy. You know, you were born to be happy. Well, I thank you for tuning into the show. I welcome you if you're listening by the chat room. You may have dialed into the show tonight. You may be listening by telephone. And, you know, this is really, really, really something that is going to really explode and really help you. I'm glad you tuned into the show tonight. Like I said before, I am here to help you, you know, muster in the place, motivate you, and we certainly want you to be moved because we're talking about a new life for you. So I can't rush this thing. I'm talking about a new life, something you've never experienced before. You've never been this way before. Many of you listening right now, you don't even know me. So you could have never imagined that this would ever happen to you. So this is your new life. You know, behold, all things are new. Old things are passed away. This is your absolute new life. Today, right now, in this moment that you are mustered right here, you get an opportunity to start fresh, to start new. Whatever that means for you, whatever that means, it could relate to your finances. It could relate to your spiritual self. It could relate to your emotional self, your mental self, your intellectual side. It could relate to many areas of your life, your nurturing side, how you nurture yourself. It could relate to your health. Maybe you're not eating properly. Maybe you're not getting enough fluids back into your body. But this new life is one where you're going to experience greatness, not once a year at New Year's Eve. That shouldn't be. New Year's Eve shouldn't be the only day that we're so excited to wait until 12, okay, and wait until the next day. We want to live like that every day of our lives. The world is waiting for you to explode and be great. But you can't be great, people, if you're not happy. You can. I'm sorry. It ain't going to work. Great people are happy. That's one of the qualities that makes you great. Is that you're happy, is that you're fulfilled, and that you're helping others to be fulfilled. That pilot is helping me because every time I need to go somewhere and I need to go fast and long, I need a plane. So I need somebody to be a pilot. If I get too sick and I can't self-medicate myself, I need doctors. So that doctor, I'm glad there are doctors who their love of their life is that they wake up wanting to help someone and through that kind of medicine. But you have something that you have that is great. You could be a musician. You might be an artist. You might be a mother. You may be whatever it is, an actress, actor. Whatever it is, you have to explode your talents, your gifts, your skills, and your abilities, each and every one, the ones you know of and the ones you don't know of. You have to dig. In this life, you have to dig. Deep, it's like a buried treasure. Most of the things that we do, that we see, is just stuff that's on the surface. You just scratch the surface. But we all have talents and gifts and skills and abilities, and any combination of those four, deep down on the inside of us that hasn't yet been discovered. You know, God had to bury some of that stuff real deep. Because if he had not, we would have lost it. You know, we would have given it away. We would have sold it off. We would have traded our birthright as one of our ancestors did. But no. You got to have to find this, dig this out. This new life, I'm telling you, this new life of powerful living will thrust you to levels of success that are unimaginable. What do I mean by that, unimaginable? In other words, it will take you to a level of success that, for instance, you won't be jealous of people, okay? Because you will be living such a level of your own success, you won't be jealous of anyone, okay? You will be living such a level of success, you know, you won't have anything negative to say about other people. You know, a lot of people think success is about having material things, you know, having a beautiful home, maybe on the ocean with, you know, indoor pool, you know, indoor tennis court. That is a level of success as well. But true success is the internal first and then the external. Okay, so it's internal. Success says that, you know, I'm happy with who I am. So I don't have to be jealous of no one else. And I don't have to be them. I don't want to be you. You know, I can only be the best little Lisa that I can be. But that's when you're truly happy. That's when you're truly successful. That's when you're like, you know, knock your socks off success, okay? It's a level of success that you cannot even fathom it. You can only experience it. You can't imagine it. It's unimaginable. Can't figure it out. It just has to happen. You just have to experience it. Now, once you experience it, you'll be able to talk about it. You'll be able to write about it. You'll be able to live it. You'll be able to be it. You'll be able to give it to others. So you can't give what you haven't yet experienced yourself. You can't give what you know very little about. You know, I can want all day long to give you $1,000, but if I don't have $1,000, I can't give you $1,000. I have to first have $1,000 to give you $1,000. And that's how this works, this powerful living. You have to experience it for yourself. So like I said, I'm going to be sharing with you some keys on how you can experience that life from my book, Release Your Power. And if you want to get your own copy, you can certainly give me a call. My number, 888-714-7776. You can go on and leave me a message. If I don't pick up, I could be in a seminar or in a coaching session, or I could be in a training session, because that's what I do for a living. I'm a trainer, full-time trainer, so that's what I do. And then I teach part-time. I'm a college professor, so I teach part-time. So when I'm in class with my students, there's no way I can pick up a phone call, so do forgive me. And then I do workshops and seminars pretty much every day. When I'm not in the college teaching, when I'm not at my 9-to-5 as a trainer, then I'm doing some kind of a training seminar, helping people write their book. I help people self-publish their books. I can help you start your own coaching business. There are many things I can help you do. I can help you lose weight. I can help you drop a couple of dress sizes without exercise pills, diets, or surgery. So I can help you do many things, but that's what coaches do. We help people. But what I want you to do, and I want you to think about this, I want you to think about, are you really, truly, and I mean really, really enjoying your life and living your life on purpose? Because if you're not, then you're not experiencing powerful living. And if you want to experience powerful living, if you want to truly be happy, you want to truly enjoy your life, you want to live your life every day on purpose, meaning you jump out of bed, you want to get up, you can't wait, you have to release your power, and it's inside of you. But don't turn the channel unless you don't want. If you want to live the way you're living, you're okay, you're comfortable, you're happy, fine. You know, go on and go do something else. But if you really want to be excited and enjoying your life and being the best you that you can ever think about being, can't even imagine it, then don't go anywhere. Stay right there. So first, I want you to do something. I want you to, on that paper, you also wrote down the questions, and you're going to answer them, or maybe you've answered them already as I've been talking. What I want you to do now is I want you to envision what you want your powerful life to look like. I want you to come up with a vision statement before I give you these keys, because you got to have your own vision for yourself. And by vision statement, what I mean is that I want you to write a statement about what you want, not what your parents want, not what your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or somebody else you know, but what do you want? What would make you truly happy? You know, what would cause you to truly be living in this state of release your power? That's a state of being. It's not just a book title. That's a state of being, okay? It's who you become. What would your life look like? So I want you to write that down. Write down that statement, because when we come back next week on the show, next week, same time, I'm going to ask you to report what your statement was and what changes you made. So I absolutely want you to write down, what would your life look like if you were living in a truly state of being where you had released your power? That means that you're truly excited and happy and joyful, and that you're living life on purpose. In other words, like me and my friend Denise from Cleveland, Ohio, Denise Jenkins, God bless her, she's up there doing awesome work up there in Cleveland. We like to say, you know, we're not just living life, we're living destiny. See, every day for us is about destiny. It's about my purpose here. I'm not just living life. I'm not just biding my time. Oh, well, I got to be here. I might as well do something. No. We're living destiny. So let me just give you some of the keys from my book. And certainly, please go to my website, www.lalishajwilliams.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Sign up if you want to purchase a copy of my book. You can let me know right there from the website. If you would like to have me as your coach, you can go to my coaching website, www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisha Williams. You can go to my coaching site. You can sign up for various levels of coaching. I can do group coaching with you. You can just listen to a monthly coaching program for a very economical fee because of the economy. You know, it's very economical. I'm sure we have an amount that will fit your budget. And for those of you who are listening and you're interested in being a coach, you can also contact me about that as well, and I will give you all the tips. But this is absolutely my best life ever. I mean, being a coach is simply my dream come true, because I started out this life being molested at age 5. It lasted until I was age 18. I lived all those years with shame, guilt, stigma, and just really pure hatred for myself. Then at age 25, I ended up a prostitute on the streets. That I just thought that was going to put me over the edge to where I would just go and commit suicide. So to be sitting here today holding an MBA in human resources, working on a PhD, a college professor, a published author, is blowing my mind. So, you know, hey, but it's not, my mind isn't blown to the point where I can't help others. I need to help you explode in your life. That's all I've done was explode and release my power. And I can't leave this earth until I help you. God won't let me. That's why I'm still here. So let me give you some of those tips, some of those keys, all right, that you are going to experience in your life. Absolutely going to be great for you. And I know I don't have long, so I want to tell you some things that you have to do. You have to first choose to change. You got to want to make a change. You got to look at your life and see where you need to change. Some things you need to let go of. I can guarantee you, you have some things you need to let go of. It's not even guesswork. I know you have some things you need to let go of. We all have things we need to let go of. Then you need, key is that you have to spend some time assessing who you are. And that means getting by yourself, whether you have to go away for a weekend or whatever you need to do. You need to get by yourself, spend some time with yourself, finding out who yourself is. Who am I? What do I like to do? What do I like to eat? Why do I like to eat that? Why do I like to do that? What do I not like to do? Why don't I like to do that? Okay? You have to think about things like that, and you have to be able to answer those questions. Then you want to write it down. You want to start keeping a journal, and you want to write down this vision statement, for instance. You want to be able to write down your vision statement. You want to be able to write down some of your goals, some of your aspirations. You want to be able to write down your plan. What is your plan of action? What is it that you plan to do? What is it that you would like to do? What is it you would like to stop doing? That's another key to living this powerful life. A life, I'm telling you, straight power. This is a life where it does not involve drugs of any sort. It just involves tapping into your pure power. It's almost like you see these commercials where they talk about like that pure orange juice and they make it seem so delicious, like unbelievable delicious. Well, that's what your life is going to be like. It's going to be unbelievable happy, unbelievable satisfied when you tap into this power on the inside of you and do the things that make your life fulfilled. Then you want to speak very positively. You want to have positive things to say, because remember, your life is taking direction from you. So you're the co-pilot, you know. You're giving yourself direction, and every word you speak is the way you get there. it's like the steering wheel on your words are like your steering wheel on your car. It guides you. Yes, you have the motor and you have other things that are part of the car, but the steering wheel is what, you know, guides you to where you're going. Same way with our words. You know, our words guide. Yeah, we have our heart, we have our passion, we have other things, but it's our words that guide us. So you have to be very careful. And since it would take too much of our brain to figure out everything we're saying all the time, because we know our brain is always working and always taking in so many things, you come out better just making it a habit to speak positively. Therefore, you don't tax your brain with trying to figure out, does she really mean that? You know, when we say things like, oh, this kills me. Now your brain has to figure out, oh, gosh, should I kill her now? Or should I wait until she doesn't mean that or he doesn't mean that? So yeah, so it's better to give your brain the right words so that it can do what it needs to do, okay? So those are the keys that I wanted to share from the book today. Like I said, next week we'll be back. Next week, same time, I will give you some more keys from the book, and I want you to certainly work on your assignment. You're going to write down, what would your life look like if you were truly living in this powerful state, if you were really releasing your power, really tapping into your gifts, talents, skills, and abilities, really waking up doing the thing you love, not the things that you think other people want you to do. So I'm glad you could tune into the show this week. It's been a pleasure working with you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And I look forward definitely to you coming back next week. I see that we do have a caller on the air, so I just want to open up the phone lines for the caller, see if you have a comment, question. Welcome from the 908 area code. How are you? Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Sharon Wells, and I'm calling from Union, New Jersey.
Sharon, it is you. I wasn't sure because I'm like, is that the same number?
Yes.
Different number, I think.
No? No? My 361-7559 number.
Awesome.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Is this your first time? It's your first time on the show with me, but
yes,
obviously not your first time on Blog Talk Radio.
No. No, but
wonderful.
I have enjoyed what I heard.
And okay, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, the show is in archive, so you can always go back and listen to the show. I certainly encourage anyone to do that. You can always email the show to someone. If you know someone who is truly not living in their full power, please, I encourage you to let them listen to the show. They can also get a copy of the book, Release Your Power. That book has helped thousands of people, and is still helping people. You know, it's so funny, Sharon, today I have a coworker. He's one of the directors in my day job. I was telling everybody on the line where my day job is and what I do, rather, on my day job. And so my coworker says to me today, he says, come here for a second, Miss Williams. We refer to everyone there by their last name. He says, you know, I was at a friend of mine's house, and she had this book laying on her table.
Mm-hmm.
It was turned over, and I saw this picture. I was like, wait a minute, I know that lady.
Wow.
And so, and I think I was talking to somebody about that. That's a good thing about having up-to-date. I'm a believer of putting up-to-date pictures on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, had I put a picture from, say, you know, 10 years ago, he would have probably not really recognized it as quickly as he did. And because we don't really use first names, so he really wouldn't have caught the first name, because a lot of people there, they don't know our first names. And he says, oh, yeah, my friend, she read that book. She said it's really good. And so he says, I'm reading it now. He was like, yeah, you didn't tell me. You know, but my point was that the book is still, you know, working.
Circulating, yeah, and getting into people's hands and hearts.
Exactly. And I couldn't have planned this better. So that was just today at work. Just today at work, right before I left, as a matter of fact. It was so funny because I work in another building, and I could have just gotten in my car and went home. But I, you know, again, something said, go into building one and just kind of see what's happening over in building one. Sure enough, I walk into building one, and I rarely see him. because he's usually always in his office with his door shut, and I never stopped to talk with him. But this day he was coming down the hallway. So nothing just happens.
But
you know, and sometimes, you know, we just need that little bit of encouragement to know we're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
I started out the show talking about how I talked about how my joy and my strength and my life work that I'm doing, I'm so excited about, that I bounce out of the bed in the morning, is because I get to help others. Like, if I couldn't coach, I don't know what I would be doing. I can't imagine.
Yeah, well, this is what gives you life. This is, you know, giving life to others is what gives you life.
That's what I was saying. And all coaches, that's what gives life. So whether I'm coaching people on how to drop 2 to 3 dress sizes in 10 minutes, whether I'm coaching someone on, you know, how to publish their book, or I could be coaching you on how to manage your small business.
Mm-hmm.
I could be coaching a student on how to get straight A's. Anywhere is all coaching. And that's what gives me life and strength. And then to know that this is a field that I get to do this every single day of my life. And, you know, and this desire came. And I know that for me, this desire, you know, part of it came from my background, having been raped, molested, having been abused, having been a prostitute, and had to live with so much stigma for so long. You know, that happened back in 1985. This is 2009. I'm still living with that. That stigma hasn't gone. And what I mean is that I had a woman just tell me, just like yesterday, that, you know, she didn't like prostitutes. Like, she looked down on them. You know, I mean, she wasn't proud about what she was sharing by no stretch of the imagination. But the point is, that's something that is going to always be a part of who I am,
mm-hmm.
regardless of how long ago it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could have been a negative for me.
Yeah, but you wanted to be a positive force in your life. You know, that saying about God does not give us more than what we can bear.
Mm-hmm.
I believe sometimes he gives us certain things and he knows who he's given what to. If it wasn't just for your story and your experience, you wouldn't be helping people and doing what you do now.
But I know. So I was like, thank you. I mean, so much so to the facility where I work, where I met a young woman who, though she's working in this totally different field, because we were talking about people working in the field that they are gifted in, she's working in a totally different field. It could seem by accident or a mistake, but I believe it was there to meet me because she's fresh out of college and her degree is in media. Like, she could own her own TV station and know how to do everything there.
Wow.
Okay. She could own her own Hollywood and know how to do everything. So, guess what? She's offered, I think I might have told you this, she's offered to do my documentary.
Wow.
Young, fresh out of college. So, she's not like, okay, I have this fee, here's my structure. No. But I know she's gifted, and she worked in New York in ABC as an intern for at least 2 years.
Okay.
Prior to her internship ending and then not being in college any longer and then having to get a quote-unquote real paying job.
So how do you feel about that?
I'm excited over the... Were you kidding?
A documentary? Come on.
I could put down this phone right now and go running around the block. Because she just came to me today and said, Miss Williams, we got to get going.
That's why you should never.
I'm
sure that you don't ever feel bad about what's happened in the past, because God used you that you could be a blessing to others.
And all this documentary, it's not going to be, you know, all these frills. It's going to be just me there telling my testimony. But I mean, I guess she's going to use, you know, some kind of little skill to make it like, because what we're going to use it for is for to encourage, you know, who are in the same kind of facilities like where I work.
Right.
So it's not a and apparently they're doing some big project in Newark Brick City or something like that.
Oh yes, they are. Yes,
and
they are.
I really
tried to tune in yesterday. I tried to tune, but I couldn't find the channel.
Yeah, they said 180 something maybe on Comcast.
I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it, but it's amazing because I'm just in time for what I'm doing. Remember I was telling you on the phone earlier about Project Washington Station. So and I'm going to make it a big deal, too.
You got, because let me, I'm telling you, I will turn this girl on to you. I mean, you may have someone already,
really?
But I will turn her.
No,
are you kidding? She's
good.
Young. She's just
not,
getting.
Wait, go ahead.
She's just getting started. This girl probably wants all the work she can have. This is like, she went to school for that, and she's not working
well,
in it.
I'll definitely let her do a documentary on me, too. And the
please.
Thing I would say is that, you know, Mayor Cory Booker is real different with one of the owners, my brother's brother, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And that'd be a nice way to get to him. Because what I'd like to do is one day, before it gets too cold, and I can get a lot of volunteers to shut down one part of the street by Penn Station, and just cater that day for some hours to the homeless.
And you know what? Why don't we go on still on the air? So let's end the show, and
mm-hmm.
then I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right. So. Thank you so much, though, for calling in, Sharon. This is awesome. Next week, we're going to be right back here at the same time. I'm loving this evening thing. It's more relaxed. I was doing the show in the morning and then, you know, couldn't always kind of fit it in with some of the other morning tasks, but I love this. So I want you all to do those assignments. Meet me back here next Wednesday at the same time. Have those assignments done. Be ready to call in and share. Will you be blessed and you release your power? This has been Coach Lalisa Williams. Good night.
Thanks for a wonderful show. Good night.
No problem. Bye-bye.